Sprint cars are invading the Davis County Fairgrounds Tuesday, July 30th in Bloomfield. It's Invaders versus the World Sprint Car Races with $4,000 to win. Hot laps are at 7 p.m. with racing to follow. Grandstand tickets are $18 for adults, $10 12 and under. Pit passes are $35 adults, $20 12 and under. Don't miss Invaders versus the World, Tuesday, July 30th, with hot laps at 7. It's all at the Davis County Fairgrounds.
Thunder Country weather. Your overnight forecast here in Thunder Country calls for mostly clear skies, a low around 71 degrees with a slight chance of showers mid-morning for your Tuesday. With a high around 95 degrees, the heat index is going to make it feel like 107 degrees. This weather update brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Get it done quick and get it done right.
KIIC.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Brought to you by People's State Bank and Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
For my installment of Just Start Talking, I got a couple of fine folks in the Albia area, mostly from the King Opera House. I've got Dave Paxton and Linda Hoskins. Dave and Linda, thanks for being with me again here on KIIC for our installment of Just Start Talking.
Well, good to be here. Thank you, as always, Pat, for letting us come and talk about what's going on at King Opera House.
My pleasure. What a beautiful building it is, and so many great things come and go through that facility. And this is another outstanding facility. We're talking about Kaylin Walker going to be in the area. Dave, give us a little information about this activity that's going to be happening.
Well, most people would recognize the name Kaylin Walker, especially if you followed Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont sports at all. Kaylin was a outstanding four sport athlete at EBF. He missed his senior season, track season, because of COVID, and likely would have won both 100 and 200 meter dashes. He could well have won Drake that year as well, but his dream was to go to the University of Iowa and run track. A lot of us thought he could have played minor league baseball. He was that good at that. But anyway, he went to Indian Hills for a year and became a two-time All-American there, indoor and outdoor, in the 60-meter dash. And then they had a fabulous team at Hills his freshman year. They won the 4x100 nationally, and he placed second, I think, in the 60-meter dash. But anyhow, he got to Iowa. And he's been there 3 years. He actually has two more years to compete because of injuries. He has quite a story of overcoming injury, and then the COVID year. But he qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, and he's going to be down to talk about that experience along with his other experience as one of the nation's premier sprinters. So it's Wednesday. Right, Linda?
Wednesday, July 31st, 7 o'clock at King Opera House.
And so, Linda, you know, the Olympics are the premier games that happen in the world, and it only comes around every 4 years. It gives you a great sense of pride to know that this kid was just right there on the doorstep of being a United States Olympian. Talk about how cool that would have been for him.
It absolutely is, and we think this is a giant opportunity. You know, the Olympics are starting here in about 4 days, and I don't know if the track and field will be on at the particular time when Kaylin is going to be at the Opera House, but you know, it will be on obviously in the next couple of weeks. But to rub elbows with, you know, just first of all, he's a wonderful young man and very humble. And as David said too, he, you know, four sports in high school. He did not specialize. And then to put the time and effort in to get to the point where he was to get to these trials is just unbelievable. You know, he ran in the trials against, I think he made it to the semifinals out in Oregon, and he ran against the world champion. So, you know, that just gives me goosebumps even to think about that. But I think more importantly, we've gotten the word out to all of our conference schools to many area schools and communities. And we hope that young people will come out and coaches, because there is something for everyone, really, that they can glean from this young man to take away for their own athletic journey, for goals they want to set, practice schedules, how do you do it, you know, and how do you become a small fish? I mean, he was a little fish in a giant pond going to the University of Iowa, and now he's a pretty big fish in that pond and found a lot of great success. So we hope people will come out.
We'd really encourage kids to come out. The one thing you'll notice when you meet Kalen, he is not a big guy. He's 5'8", 155 pounds, and he is competing step for step with men, world-class sprinters who are anywhere from 6 feet to 6'5". They go from 180 to 210, 15 pounds. They're big guys, and he's a little guy. And it shows you, to me, it shows you what you can do despite your size or anything like that. And I think kids, and again, four-sport athlete, whether you're a basketball player or a football player, baseball, track, you can gain a lot from hearing Kalen. I'd also mention that his grandma and grandpa here in Albee are Dan and Diana Walker, and his other set of grandparents are in Ottumwa. His dad, Ian, was a state qualifying wrestler. He graduated from Albee Community High School, and we're going to ask Kalen why he did not matriculate to wrestling. It's a pretty funny story. So,
the bottom line in this particular item, as we talk about Kalen Walker coming to the King Opera House, is that he is a local kid. He is a kid that grew up in the South Central Conference, traveled these roads, ran on these tracks, and was just a phenomenal athlete for EBF. But he is, quote-unquote, a local guy. And that's kind of neat to see that this person that a lot of people know is going to be gunning for it again, so to speak, in 4 years. He'll have another opportunity. And the thing about male athletes, they get stronger as they get older. It's going to be real interesting what's going to happen in 4 years.
Well, and I also think, you know, he ran the trials in the 100 meter. But if you look at him in the 60, he has a start. There's nobody really that has a start like Kalen. He is so fast out of the box, and other people have studied how he does that so quickly. So if we were looking at, you know, the 60-yard dash, he might be in the Olympics for that.
Yeah, if they had the 60 meters in the Olympics, yeah. He likely would be on the U.S. team. I mean, he finished second in junior college, third as a sophomore, I think, in his second year at Iowa, and then he broke his foot. And then he came back, had a great early season this year in his third year at Iowa, and had a fabulous Big Ten competition. He ran the 4x1 and the 100 meters, but he tweaked a hamstring, and that kept him out of the Nationals. And he got healthy enough to be able to, and he'd already qualified for the Olympics. So it's quite a story of just how he's been able to overcome some of the adversity that he's faced. I got to say, for the EB fans out there, EBF fans, second Rocket to participate in the Olympic qualifying, Haley Dunn, who Linda's husband, Steve, is
helped coach her.
Very close with, had coached her, finished second when she competed for the trap shooting team, and they only took one female that year.
I'm talking with Dave Paxton and Linda Hoskins of the King Opera House. Our topic for discussion is Kalen Walker, who's coming in to the King Opera House on July 31st at 7 p.m. It's going to be a free admission, but then there'll be a free will offering as you listen in to this informational that he's going to be talking about his journey from high school to junior college to the University of Iowa and then the Olympic trials. But Linda, I'm going to go back just a little bit on his start. And when you talk about the 60 meter, it is a thing of beauty to watch him start because of the fact that the concentration effort is so much in terms of his reflexes to get out the blocks, his ability to keep his head down for a longer period of time while he builds up that speed and then pumps those arms to finish the race. And that's what you call an eye winker type race. It's over very quickly.
It is over very quickly. And I just, you know, I've watched him. His grandpa sends us a lot of his videos of his meets, rightly so, because, you know, we're proud of Kalen too and like to watch his success. But I wonder often, you know, how does he do it in his mind? Because the least little distraction, you know, could make you have just that little blink when, oop, I didn't get out quite when I, as fast as I wanted to or do what I wanted. And so I think those will be some questions that kids can ask, you know, that are especially engaged in track and field. Just the mental preparation of how do you get up on the blocks? How do you tune everything else out? How do you wait? How do you get your body ready? Because it's, you know, it's a whole little recipe of how it has to happen. So, but I just think that, you know, this is just a wonderful opportunity for kids to come out and, like Dave said, meet this Olympic hopeful that hopefully, you know, maybe he'll be back there again next year or a couple of years.
4 years, I think, you his know? Plan is, and, he's got a plan, he'll share that with us. For those kids that are just finishing up, I spent this last weekend at in Des Moines at the ASSA state baseball tournament, and people don't remember that because he lost his COVID year, he was really cheated out of setting the all-time record for stolen bases in at least Class 2A baseball and beyond. And he holds all the South Central Conference records in stolen bases. And again, you can see the explosiveness of, and he'll talk about that, and kids can hear that, baseball players that may not ever run track, but how he was able to become that elite base stealer. He only got to play 19 games his senior year, and would have he would have blown the lid off the 2A record had he had a full season. So just a lot of stuff that kids can take away from that.
I've been to the King Opera House a number of times. You guys have been up here to talk about things that have come into the King Opera House. This is a uniquely different type of setup that's going to be happening. Dave, you're going to have him on stage, and you're going to do a Q&A with
him.
Yeah,
we're going to also, I think, isn't this right? We're also, we think, on the 27-foot screen, we're going to have, we're hoping to have a film of his we don't think it'll be the Olympic trials because the film we have was shot too far away, but we have some great footage of both 60 and 100-meter dash stuff, and we're hoping to get on the screen right off the bat so people can see what he did, yeah. And then we'll be up on stage, and I'll be just feeding him questions and that he'll answer, and then we'll allow the audience to – we'll have a microphone down in the seats, and they can ask him questions as well.
So it's audience participation, kind of like
yes.
the city play that you had with the Western.
Yeah, well, we're hoping it's a lot better than
we're
that.
We're not trying to solve any mystery this
no,
time.
No mystery.
But I, you know, I think kids will have good questions. We thought maybe this would be like an hour event, but it could go longer. We don't really know. It's kind of just, you know, just depends on the number of questions and number of people that come. But it sure would be nice, you know, to get a lot of people into the King Opera House just for the sake of Kalen and the sake of what he has to offer and the story he has to share. A lot of people, especially young people, can take away some really good messages and some inspiration from that.
Well, I like what you said earlier. You want to know what he's thinking about as he gets into the block, but all the other things that are behind there, his schedule for training, his diet, his strength schedule, all of this is a culmination of how this person, Kalen Walker, has got to this point in his life. And if you don't think that diet plays a big part of it, you need to listen to what he has to say, because it is incredible the items that he eats to make certain that his body functions the way it needs to.
Exactly right. And I would also say, you know, sometimes some people think, oh, he's just got the body for it or whatever. Well, yeah, your body physique and your body build for starts and what have you has a little bit to do with it. But just, you know, the timing and the things that the just the repetitive nature of things that he does over and over and over to put himself in that mindset and to train his muscle memory, that is a large part of it as well.
Yeah. I think too, part of his story is, I mean, he probably by the time he was a sophomore, coaches were looking at him as a future track star, and he was counseled, I think, by any number of people to stop playing some of his other sports, especially football, and he wouldn't have any of it. He's a young man that he loves to play, and in this age of specialized sports and the pressure that kids are under, I think we're going to get to hear a young man who just loves to compete, which is, in my mind, you know, I've always said, love the game and it'll love you back. And I think that's Kalen. He's loved, and to watch him, I can remember watching him play basketball, and he was a point guard for the Rockets, but sometimes he'd be out in front on a fast break, and a lot of times he's so fast that the poor kid trying to pass him the ball would pass it behind him. Just because he was just that fast. It's just hard to describe how quick and how fast he was on the court.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I like about Kalen, he sure gets pumped up, and if we get to see some of those videos, you'll see his, you know, fist pumps at the end of his race and whatever, which is kind of, again, gives me goosebumps just because, you know, he's so into what he's doing, and obviously he's winning. But I think just, you know, thinking about him as a person, he is just a wonderful, humble, almost kind of shy young man. And so I really didn't even know if he would do this at first because he's kind of shy. But he agreed to it, and he told us he's excited about it. But, you know, sometimes you have young people and they're kind of full of themselves. And with the type of success that he's had, he is nothing but humble. And I think that's just another good message that kids can take away.
I will echo the sentiments that he is an outstanding young man, and his folks made certain that that was a item in his repertoire. I'm talking with Dave Paxton and Linda Hoskins for my edition of Just Start Talking. They're representing the King Opera House, in which a phenomenal activity is going to be coming up July 31st. It's a 7 o'clock start. Get there so you can be a part of it. Kalen Walker from EBF and Indian Hills, and then the University of Iowa, is going to talk about his journey as he climbed the ladder to try his hand to be an Olympian, made it to the semifinals in the 100-meter dash, and I was able to interview him at a baseball game, and I thought maybe that he would be one of the kids in the 4x1, and he gave me an answer that kind of disappointed me, but you've got to be in the top 8, I think it is, to be considered for that, and he wasn't quite there. And, you know, that's one of those types of deals where you're so close, you can taste it, but I've got a feeling that he's going to try again. And Dave, you know, just like anybody else, an athlete doesn't give up very easily.
Not somebody. He's a thoroughbred. He really is. And the other thing I think we're going to hear about is his family. And he comes from a really cool, he's got three sisters, mm-hmm. and they're they're musical, one's a gymnast, one's a swimmer. Ian and Tina, Tina's an Ottumwa native, they have just allowed their kids to experience and enjoy all the different things that life provides. So we're going to hear about how the family supports somebody that's on a quest of excellence, too. So we're excited.
Yeah. One of his sisters is in the University of Iowa marching band, and the other one goes to Iowa as well. So when they have tailgates, it's a family affair. So that's kind of cool.
Actually, I think both of them are. I think Allison plays sousaphone. And Maria is a percussionist, and I think Maria ended up doing some backflips on the field at one of the marching band events at a football game this last fall.
And she's in Washington, D.C. with she works with Representative Marionette Miller Meeks too. It's a neat family, and the other thing that's, if you get to know the family, and as this is very Southern Iowa, Pat, Kalen also shoots turkeys and deer, and he competes with his grandpa Dan on the golf course, and it's just there's just a lot of joy involved in the Walker clan.
Well, if you want to see an athlete who is fit and a kid that is humble, come to the King Opera House on July 31st at 7 p.m. to catch this action as Kalen Walker talks about his journey to the Olympics trials that happened out in Oregon. He said he had a blast, and he enjoyed talking about it.
Exactly. Hey, Pat, the concession stand will be open, too, so if anybody comes and is running over, they can get some of our tasty treats when they come into the door.
I've been talking with Dave Paxton and Linda Hoskins for our edition of Just Start Talking. And to our listeners, if you want to listen to this installment of Just Start Talking again, go to our website at www.kiicradio.com and select that audio vault at the top banner there. And on the right side, you'll see a listing of those Just Start Talking episodes if you want to hear it all over again. Dave, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you, Pat.
Linda, thank you so much as well.
As always, thank you, Pat.
Sprint cars are invading the Davis County Fairgrounds Tuesday, July 30th in Bloomfield. It's Invaders versus the World Sprint Car Races with $4,000 to win. Hot laps are at 7 p.m. with racing to follow. Grandstand tickets are $18 for adults, $10, 12 and under. Pit passes are $35 adults, $20, 12 and under. Don't miss Invaders versus the World, Tuesday, July 30th, with hot laps at 7. It's all at the Davis County Fairgrounds.
Please, I can't give you up, 'cause you made love so good for me so long.
exile.
28% of people have to hide their candy or snacks from this person. Who is it? It's not mom. It's not dad. It's not the kids. Who is it? Who is it? There's some clues for you right there in just those three.
Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry.
Hits and the stars that made country music on Thunder Country, KIIC.